A walking botanical dictionary.
Perfect gentleman, but I think that he is also very naughty.
Old, funny.
His geniality.
Great sense of humour.
Persistent. Passionate. And fun.
Father Christmas on a diet.
Bearded. Learned.
Legend. Red Sox.
He's unstoppable.
Just all round great bloke.
So what stands out as a memory for you in all those years?
We took Dave out and we walked up this hill, and I didn't really know what his capability was like, and we climbed up this rocky gorge, and we were with Isolde and Louise, and on the way back I said, oh, I'm going to keep climbing up and over the top, and then I'm going to come down and around the hill. And yeah, on the way back, the girl said, oh, we'll go back the same way, it looks a bit easier. And Dave said, oh, I'm going to come with you. He must have been all of about 75. Anyhow, we proceed to go down this hill, and you couldn't see a thing. The spear grass was way above our head. And I know I fell over about 5 times, so I'd hate to think how many times Dave fell over. But anyhow, he eventually got down to the bottom, and I said, Jesus, that was a bit rough. And he says, yeah, it wasn't too bad, was it?
He was quite a character in there. In town, and I used to see him driving this crazy big truck falling apart around town, because he, at that time, he was a gardener. And then I heard a few stories about him, and eventually I came to meet him and to spend some good trips with him and having lots of fun.
Standout memories of Dave are of his amazing ability to organise and execute the building of a windsock at Baxton last year, when we needed to get a helicopter in to rescue someone, and he also was the person who was able to tell us that the area that we'd cleared for the helicopter wasn't big enough and needed to be doubled, and he was absolutely right.
That he would just come to the office and tell us all the secrets of monsoon vine thickets and Kimberley plants.
Since 1992, so yeah, a few years now.
That's a long time. What memory stands out for you?
Dave on his tractor, driving around Broome, slashing blocks, spraying weeds. Yeah.
First met Dave through the ABC, because Dave would regularly ring up and have some kind of problem with a neem tree. He was always banging on about neem trees, how to get rid of them, how he was killing them, how he needed to get rid of them, and what he was going to do to try and remove them from the Kimberley.
Just saying that in honour of Dave's 80th Environs Kimberley and Skipper, we went to a lot of effort. And as a birthday present, we actually managed to get the species name of neem tree changed to Juriaei.
And what was Dave's response to that, Mal?
I think he said, oh, that's good, because we can eliminate both of us at the same time. I just can't really, I can't forget my first experience with him. As an ecologist, I was lucky enough to go on a trip to do some monsoon vine thicket mapping with Dave Giroux. And I was just tagging along, and at first I saw Dave and I thought, oh, this guy looks like an OH&S risk straight away. But I was just incredibly surprised about he would just go smashing through that thick, very, you know, tight, viney thicket, and he'd fall over and he'd have his legs were all bloody, but still he'd be soldiering on with his walking stick, reeling off Latin names left, right and centre. Oh, Dave, you're bleeding there. I know I'm bleeding. Oh, look, there's a hakey arborescence.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
What words of advice would you give all of us to have a good life?
Well, I would think if you managed to keep on doing what you've been doing up to now, that'd be a good way to get there. It's important to think of the other people.